My dear children, young and old, each character of this tale is represented by an instrument in the orchestra. The bird by a flute. The duck by an oboe. The cat by a clarinet in a low register. The grandfather by a bassoon. The wolf by horn. Peter by the string instruments. The shooting of the hunters by kettle drums. And now, dear children, here is our story. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. Of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. All is quiet, chirped the little bird gaily. Waddling around. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to have a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. Saw the duck, he flew down, settled himself in the grass beside the duck, and shrugged his shoulders. "What kind of a bird are you if you can't fly?" said he. To which the duck replied, "What kind of a bird are you if you can't swim?" and dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping back and forth along the bank. Suddenly something caught Peter's eye. He noticed a cat crawling through the grass. The cat said to herself, "That bird is busy arguing. Now is my chance to catch him." So stealthily she crept toward him on her velvet paws.
"Oh, look out!"
cried Peter, and the bird quickly flew up into the tree. While the duck clapped angrily at the cat. From the middle of the pond. The cat crawled round and round the tree and thought, "I wonder if it's worth climbing up so high. By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away." All at once, Grandpapa came out. He was angry because Peter had gone to the meadow. "The meadow is a dangerous place," he cried. "What if a wolf should come out of the forest? What would you do then?" Peter paid no attention to Grandfather's words. Boys like Peter are not afraid of wolves. So Grandpapa took Peter by the hand, led him home, and locked the gate. No sooner had Peter gone than a big gray wolf did come out of the forest. Thank you. scampered up the tree. The duck quacked excitedly and splashed her way out of the pond. No matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer and nearer, catching up with her. And suddenly he caught her. And with one gulp, swallowed her. Now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on a branch up in the tree. The bird on another branch. Not too close to the cat. And the wolf walked round and round the tree, looking at them both with greedy eyes. Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. Presently he ran into the house, found a strong rope, hurried back, and climbed up the high stone wall. One of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was pacing stretched out over this wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter climbed up into the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle around the wolf's head, will you? Only take care that he doesn't catch you." The bird almost brushed the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. How the bird irritated the wolf, and oh, how the wolf wanted to catch him. But the bird was much too clever, and the wolf simply couldn't do a thing about it. Meanwhile, Peter had made a loop in the rope and, carefully letting it down, he caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to free himself. But Peter had tied the other end of the rope to the tree. And the wolf's jumping only made the rope tighter around his tail. Some hunters came out of the forest. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they came. Cried out, "Oh, don't shoot! The bird and I have already caught the wolf. Just help us take him to the zoo, will you?" Started off for the zoo. Imagine the triumphant procession. And leading the procession in front of everyone came Peter. Leading the wolf. Thank you. procession, Grandfather, and the cat. Grandpapa shook his head. This is all very well, but what if Peter had not caught the wolf? What then? Above them flew the little bird, chirping merrily. My, what a fine pair we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear the duck quacking away inside the wolf, because in his haste, the wolf had swallowed her alive.